Welcome to Pride! Full barn! Full pod pod!
Full.
Very full.
Full pod pod!
Stacked.
We also got a rain machine for today.
Yeah, just to, you know, mix it up a little.
So, if you'll be hearing the sweet sounds of trickling water during the show as well. I, Tone Diggs, will be steering the vessel.
Here we go!
I will be joined by Boston Connor.
Hell yeah!
Hell yeah! I will be joined by Ty Schmidt.
Hell yeah!
I'll be joined by Nikki Skates.
Hell yeah!
I'll be joined by Pa.
Hell yeah!
Be joined by Jose Perez.
Hell yeah!
Be joined by Mitt. Why?
What?
Why?
Hell yeah, Tommy!
And Bill's slithering around back here somewhere.
Baby Bill.
Hell yeah!
Oh. Oh, pretty good.
Baby Bill. From the Raptors.
Hell yeah.
I do, boys.
Good, Tony. Very how good. You doing?
Fucking great to be back in the studio for this program.
Goddamn right. You know anything good this weekend?
Oh, tell you what I started. I started a movie.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Didn't finish it because it fucking stunk.
Nice. Whoa. The card counter?
F9.
Oh, you didn't finish it.
I got not.
You want me to pull up the screenshot?
I was not ready for this.
Pull him up, Gumpy, because I know that he's lying.
Yeah, he's lying.
What are you talking about? I said starting this movie. Best part about this movie is the whistle guy from fucking Guardians of the Galaxy.
You did say you liked the NASCAR. The NASCAR angle you
Merle?
Liked.
Yeah. Which we talked about immediately.
Well, that was the first 30 seconds of the
people
movie.
People forget he was Merle.
What did the text say?
Merle Hodge.
Walking Dead.
Merle. Oh, he was Merle.
He dies but comes back. Spoiler. Yeah.
Whoa, I'm just starting Walking Dead.
That's right. That's a good point, Z.
All I said was I was starting F9.
And then he dies again, and they see him like two seasons later.
Well, Cena was awesome.
I'm not watching it.
Michael, you watched the whole thing?
I got to the part where, spoiler alert, they try to cross this Mickey Mouse bridge.
Good part.
I've seen that part.
It's a commercial. Everyone's seen that. Did you watch it or are you just fucking yanking on
me? Quiz me on the first fucking 20 minutes and I'll
answer.
Why'd
you only watch 20 minutes?
Sounds like he's just Josh.
Yeah,
it feels like he's just Josh.
He's all boozed up again.
First and foremost, I was boozed up.
Okay, so fair enough.
So I did fall asleep.
All right, sure.
Cena was awesome.
Obviously.
He's working for some rival cartel or something like that.
No, he's fucking Dom's brother, dude.
Well, yeah.
Spoiler.
He could still also be working for some rival cartel. Mitt.
Where's Dom's brother been all this time?
Fucking Tokyo. In hiding.
China?
Just in the fucking weeds.
Well, it's basically Dom's fault that their dad died.
Yeah.
Ooh, someone did shit on, fucking Winchell.
Yes. Spoiler.
If I remember correctly. Well, that's right.
I did make it to Winchell being in it.
Which was sick.
And then the whistling guy from Guardians of the Galaxy was the best part by far.
Yeah, Merle.
Yeah, Merle.
So spoiler here, Tony, you did not make it to the part where they go to space.
No.
Okay. Oh, so.
Okay. Well, you missed the greatest.
I couldn't get there.
Possibly. Well, I believe it.
I was also very short
attention span
that night because I also tried starting the newest season of Uhtred, Son of Uhtred, and I watched the recap. Man. And during the recap.
There's a lot you forget about.
Fucking have no idea what the fuck is going on, so then I couldn't start Uhtred.
Well, did
Son
you watch
Uhtred
I don't
either.
You didn't watch season 4, did you?
I think I did. Was I that when they were camped outside the walls for a long time?
Maybe. I can't remember.
Season 4 camped outside the walls
you
for
should
a
just
long
go
time.
Back and revisit the
remember
long
there was
scam
like,
scene from the get-go. We'll
there was like
the
an army
thing.
Camped outside the walls of the place for a long time, and there was like a negotiation.
There is a montage at one point. In this new season, and Wombs Games does.
Whoa, spoiler.
This new season was
does
fucking...
appear in the montage.
Oh, okay, so I'm back.
Yeah, it was perfect. The last season. And then the movie will
well, how
be
many it. Episodes is Wombs Games in? I mean, is it just a
I mean, like,
montage?
Just
a
he, got montage. A, he ate a nail to start
yeah,
the show
I know.
Off. He's not in every episode.
Well, he should be. He
yeah,
should
I,
be.
I,
wait,
I,
Wham's Games back on?
Yeah.
Wham's Games.
Wham's Games back.
Wham's Games back.
spitting all over you.
Yeah, because I'm pumped about Wham's Gams being back.
Wham's Gams is back.
So F9 and Uhtred did, I mean, I didn't give them, I guess, a fair
chance. I'm not
going to
watch
weekend.
Fast 9. I'm just never going to do it, I don't
just
think.
Just do it, dude.
Perfect. Whatever. Just watch Uhtred.
Did you watch Fast 9?
No, not yet. I'll probably maybe get to it at some point. I don't know.
Full, it's free right
big
now.
Big slate of things I still got to watch.
It is. It's on
yeah,
HBO.
And Halo's out on Thursday.
Really?
Yeah.
Or is it the 23rd? Oh, yeah, tomorrow.
No, yeah.
Tomorrow.
I heard it's getting poopy reviews.
Yeah, I also heard that.
Oh,
too.
It's not even out yet.
There's nobody
the Batman
in
Batman hits, was it HBO Max?
Mm-hmm. No.
In like
already?
A month. Yeah April 19th, so I'm probably just going to wait that out, too.
Oh, yeah, for
can
sure.
We watch at your house?
I thought you went and saw it.
No, I never got around to that.
Just me and Connor did.
Yeah, it was sweet, and I will say this is definitely not like, you got to see it in the fucking theaters. You could definitely just watch that at home. Sweet.
Okay, perfect. Good to know.
Yeah. Oh, talking about HBO Max, have you guys, anyone in this room seen Euphoria? Has anyone tried to watch it?
I watched the first season.
See,
I heard it's hype, though.
It is hype.
I thought I would love
it.
Fuck,
dude.
I really did. I thought I would love it. I love like all the high school drama shows, One Tree Hill, Friday Night Lights. There is so much drugs.
Friday Night Lights
sex.
Is not a high school drama show, dude. That's a true life story of a high school football team.
No. The show, not the movie, Tony.
This ain't on the CW, Mitt. This is fucking HBO, pal.
Oh, yeah, I know, but I mean, Jesus
fucking
Christ.
State,
I heard they all go to fucking high school in suits and cocktail dresses, though.
Yeah, they
true?
All, like, they're all very either
that's
uppity or, like, it's
that's
really weird. I don't get it. I don't know.
What's
yeah,
a bot? What's it all about?
It's all about just this one girl that's a drug addict.
Zendaya. Name fucking yes. Rue, dude.
Okay, well, I right. really
is she played,
no,
on, is she played by Zendaya?
Yeah.
Let's let him get through the whole description here.
Break this down, man. Wham's Gams?
Oh, I wish.
Wham's Gams is in Euphoria?
Batman.
Wham's Gams!
Is Spider-Man in it or not?
Wham's Gams is the principal.
Hey, Euphoria. Holy okay, shit. Well, is Spider-Man in it or not?
Wham's Gams sings?
Oh, I heard he has a surprise cameo. I know what you're talking
Does
about.
He?
Who? Ted Holland.
Ted Holland.
In Euphoria.
Dude.
You son of a bitch.
Continue, Mitt.
But
what's
it's
about?
Go on,
just
Mitt.
This hilarious high school where everybody does an assload of drugs and
hell
like
yeah.
everybody
yeah.
they talk about sex a lot.
I just
kind of miss the days of the good old high school TV shows where there was a lot of drama, a lot of fighting. There's
like
actual
sex.
Do yourself a favor.
Go watch
a favor and fucking fire up Ryan Atwood and fucking Seth Cohen, okay?
Well, it sounds like he'd rather watch fucking Nathan Scott hit elbow jumpers on Tree Hill.
Boy,
I mean,
it wasn't close to as good as the OC, but
no, produced by Drake, by the way. I just saw that.
What?
Earlier.
Oh, wait, what?
Drake?
Yeah,
as in Nathan and Drake?
It's very hype. I'm surprised.
As in Drake and Josh?
Wait, Drake
Bell?
The Drake?
Like,
Drake Bell?
The Drake.
There's no last name, so I'm guessing yes.
Drake Bell?
Okay, he just has production with some of the songs then, because
no, he started from the bottom. Now he's here.
Executive producer.
Degrassi. He was like, let's go with Degrassi, but better.
Did Degrassi, and now he's like, I'm making this shit hype.
Honestly, this
Euphoria.
Is this
oh,
is,
so this
a hype
is Degrassi.
Version of Degrassi. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, it is hype. Degrassi.
And you said there's a lot of sex.
There is an assload of sex in this thing. Like it's
an assload of sex.
There's a lot of sex.
No, so like you're not thinking that there's gonna be a lot of sex. You're like, oh, these people are in high school, whatever. Like. No, you see full
boobs. Nobody.
Man,
nobody
you're supposed to be 17
school.
And, whoa. Like, I don't know.
Did you say we see full boobs in this?
So, yeah, you see full boobs, but they're talked about as 17-year-olds, so it's like, it just throws me off.
No.
It's
that's
not
weird.
Real, you know.
I didn't feel good jerking off to it.
I mean,
I was morally conflicted while I had my penis in my hand.
Then, if you had to convert one to assload, like, what would be the conversion rate?
That's a good
there?
Question.
I mean, probably like one to about 2 trillion. So,
okay.
So they talk about sex 2 trillion times an episode?
Wait.
Dude, they talk. I mean, seriously, that's
is
the whole fucking,
trillion?
Like, that's the whole premise of the show is just like
metric tons
drugs and sex,
pounds,
though. It's weird.
Drugs and sex.
Sounds pretty
I mean,
sweet.
They should be
sounds
talking like about a fucking Roman slice.
Really drop.
Except if you're not in high school, obviously don't do this. I mean, if you are out of high school, you know what? We'll come back to the read, actually.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I was thinking about dropping it, but now here we are. It's too late, you know?
Morally conflicted.
What'd
you
do this week? I did anything
So I started the show We Crashed on Apple TV.
Okay.
Jared Leto.
What?
Did you run into your boy Aves?
My boy Avery.
Avery, hold on.
Wait, you just can't
read. Oh, my boy Avery. I put that out of my brain, bro. I left that in the past. I cannot think about that or it'll drive me insane.
So he's dead. He's dead to you?
No, he's not dead to me, but I'll never call anybody in that Whole Foods by their first name. I just, you know, head to the... Oh, speaking of Whole Foods, I watched the guy try and steal something this morning.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Oh, my God, yeah. I was,
did you stop him?
No, I didn't. The police Avery, guy got Avery him.
They got with the AK-47?
Well, so this guy didn't have the AK, but he did have the body armor pistol on his hip. And this dude is 6'8", probably. Absolute house of a human being. Okay. And he captured this guy trying to steal, like, almond milk or something.
Gun butt to the nose?
No gun butt. Hey, sir. And then the guy stopped. He didn't run.
Did he draw down on him?
No draw down, unfortunately. He got him in the coffee shop and then walked him out and was like, "What are you doing, man?" And I think he kind of talked him down.
Like a dog moment comes to Jesus.
Basically. Yeah. And then while I was driving out, he was walking back to the gas station, I think, to sit outside and try and get some
probably
gas,
steal something from the gas station.
I don't know. Yeah. But he actually cut me off while I was walking into the coffee shop. And I was like, "Oh, hey, I don't want to mess with this guy. You know, who knows?
Steal
and
your
then,
wallet."
Yeah, who's 5 seconds later, he's getting, you know, run down by this cop because he was trying to steal something. It was crazy. The Whole Foods, I think I have to reevaluate because I thought it was very nice.
I mean, it is. It's a very expensive grocery store. It's normally high clientele.
And turns out, this isn't completely the case.
Well, it's pretty close to that bus town. Station.
Exactly. It's by a bus station. The jail's the jail. Over there.
Yeah.
I mean, there are...
The jail's over there?
Yeah.
Kind of.
Probably two blocks.
It's right next to the bus station.
Yeah.
It's right next to the
two blocks from the jail.
Two blocks. Two blocks. You know, two city blocks. You know, you don't ever know.
It's not full two city blocks. We're not talking
New York
if
City.
If I walk from my place
I
to Connors,
I know that's why
I'm questioning you, how far it is away. Like, that shit was right there.
I wouldn't love to walk that distance.
We could basically peer out the window and wave to the fucking prisoners.
Yeah, to the left, but then to the right was the Whole Foods.
So and to the right is also the alley where all the people live.
There's a large
collection of bombs in that alley.
Yeah. And that's because of the jail. I mean, kind of.
But you downtown boys, you're holding strong even though mid abandoned.
I'm not fucking leaving.
There's always only
you
room
never
for two.
Yeah, it's true.
Doesn't Brucey Flapjacks live down there too?
Well, Flapjacks is a little
He's on the outskirts.
He's more in Fountain Square, I think, than
downtown.
Oh, Fountain Flapjacks.
The other side of the tracks.
Yeah,
he's on the other side of the tracks. Exactly. That's a perfect way to put it.
We've been talking about, should we bring him in here? This guy has...
He's the king.
He is a king. He really is. I mean... Bruce Braun, also known as Brucey Flapjacks.
The overlord of flapjacks.
Has eaten 33 pancakes in the last 2 weeks.
At least.
And not including weekends.
Weekdays only. Eating three large flapjacks
every
morning.
Morning shift.
Yeah, soaking them in fucking syrup. Yeah,
butter.
And he said, finally, yesterday, he's like, the heartburn's starting to catch up to me. Yeah. It's like, yeah, Bruce, you know, you
about time.
Fucking arteries.
Eating 1,000 flapjacks in the last month. I don't know how he's still
picking.
He's
coming.
I think there's
he's
like
a bit
short
cat, so that wouldn't surprise me if
he
doesn't come.
First off, the fact that he
what microphones are you using?
Got this role instead of Bill
wireless.
Was shocking.
Yeah, true. But, that's Brisket Bill.
He had to wash his hands of
has
sticky
Bill finished
syrup.
His
his pickle jar?
10 pounds of fucking brisket and pickles yet?
Well, the brisket was gone in a day. Yeah. I don't know if the pickles are still alive. I doubt it.
Are there headphones?
Flapjacks, just grab the cans, dude.
Come on.
Oh, they're fucking... They're fucking...
There's always do this.
Bruce, everybody.
Defend yourself, Brucey Flapjacks.
Thank you for gracing us with your presence, Lord Flapjacks.
What's going on? How are you guys?
How did you become
the
Lord
people.
Of the Flapjacks?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, Pat's doing ketosis, so every day with the eggs, it comes with free pancakes.
Sure.
Three pancakes.
The syrup has melted his brain.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know they come with three pancakes, but you're bringing in a flask of maple syrup every single
one. No. It comes with.
It does three packets.
Yeah, Z gives me my rations of syrup. I typically
not
I
do, flapjack.
Oh, so Zeet is the keeper of the syrup.
Oh yeah. Zeet's in
Zeet
charge.
Zeet, my daily syrup, please.
Zeet's in charge of the flapjack operation.
Zeet likes to fucking sprinkle some on his yep. his tacos and whatnot. Throughout.
Yeah,
Lord Zeet controls the bridge of the syrup river.
Zeet is also loading up like 3 pounds of butter on every single one of those flapjacks.
Oh yeah, I actually haven't hated the flapjacks.
Wait,
a while.
You make the you butter the flapjacks?
You prepare the flapjacks?
It burns me 2 minutes to have these flapjacks.
So we order from Bob Evans. It comes with a whole entire meal.
Yeah.
It comes with fruit and pancakes. We open up the bag. Pat doesn't want the pancakes, so we don't want to throw them away. So that's where Bruce Flapjack comes in.
I get that, but
when he eats them all,
I didn't know that you were buttering these for him.
Unfortunately, that was a lie. I do not eat the flapjacks.
Bruce,
I eat the fruit.
Let me butter your cake.
I didn't say you were eating the flapjacks. Bruce said you were buttering them for him.
I don't even get a knife usually. I just have like one of the shittier forks.
He rolls up like a fork.
I've seen you eat them with your goddamn hands, Bruce. What do you mean?
Yeah, yeah. So it was 3 weeks of basically nonstop pancakes.
How many did you eat?
at any point have you thought like, okay, I like I've had pancakes the last 4 mornings. I really don't need to have three more pancakes.
So last night, you...
Yeah, so yesterday I
had breakfast for dinner, and
I ate the pancakes, and then I ate healthy the rest of the day. I was like, oh, I'm making strides today. then I still felt like shit at night.
You
know, so I realized that after 2 weeks of just nonstop flapjack eating that I probably have to cool the jets.
So I've noticed, I look him in the eyes every time I hand to him, and I go, do you want these? And he always has like the eye, like, yes, I want it, fuck yeah.
I love
who ate the flapjacks today?
Unfortunately, it was...
I threw them away.
Yeah, wait,
Bruce, you stepped down from the flapjack throne?
Someone has to step up.
I did, yeah.
You better clear that with
you
fucking
didn't offer
Bruce
them
first,
bill?
Mitt. Well,
actually, Bruce did tell me to throw them away. I did ask Bruce. Whoa.
You should have Bill just covered
them. Yeah, what about Bill?
Yeah, Bill said he wouldn't eat them unless you dumped all the syrup in there and mashed them up like slop. And, you know, you could drink it like a shake. You
use
them
as
flapjacks.
You need to bring a blender.
Yeah, exactly.
Use them as the tortilla for his Chipotle.
Yeah, you Jeez,
no. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Bruce. Flapjack.
Thank you, Lord Flapjack.
Thank you, Lord Flapjack.
Brucey hotcakes.
I'm glad we got to the bottom of that. That was bugging me.
Are you officially done?
No.
He'll be back.
He'll be back.
He'll be back.
No, he'll be back. One last ride.
Quitting flapjacks like quitting cigs.
Exactly.
No one can quit. Yeah, we're day to day. It was a little sad looking at the pancakes just sitting there today.
Exactly, yeah. You're going to absolutely eviscerate those things tomorrow morning, aren't you?
Hell yeah.
Does anyone have anything before we get into the podfather that they need to get off their chest or anything?
I don't think so.
I'm trying to think.
How's your house holding up, Ty?
House is fine. House is fine, you know.
Are you concerned about the water?
No, I mean, you know, I took a lot of time digging out the creek and making sure that's good, so I think we are good. I did it in the middle of the night, did slip. And sliced my hand open on a very sharp rock. That hurt very bad.
How did that affect WWE 2K?
Well, I tell you what, you put some Neosporin on there and a Band-Aid, and you can still fucking get in the ring with Hayseed or Dick Power.
Did you also start in NXT?
No, Bruce started in NXT, which is a wild, wild decision because you are given the choice to go to either SmackDown, Raw, or NXT.
Yeah.
Obviously, you got to go with the fucking blue brand.
You know?
I went to SmackDown. I'm trying to fucking wrestle guys like, you know, Apollo Crews and all the big stars.
Of course.
So, I did have to retire Hayseed early, unfortunately, because I made him a cruiserweight. He's only like 5'7", 175. And, you know, you're
not going to win a fucking WWE title.
You try to powerbomb a guy like fucking Brock Lesnar, you just can't do it. He basically, Hayseed is just eating an elbow to the head and then getting F5'd. And I said, I'm fucking done with this. I ain't doing it anymore. So Dick Pound is now looking to, you know, hold a world title of his own.
What is his stature?
6'6", 315.
Oh, so he's staring Commander Aziz eye to eye, then.
Not quite staring him in the eyes, but, yeah, I mean, if I need to get him up for a fucking, you know, Batista bomb, yeah, I will.
Okay.
When's he getting his title chance?
We'll see. I had a fucking Intercontinental 5-way match the other night with Big E and a couple other guys. Yeah, he's... I'll tell you what, it was an absolute slobber knocker. I did win the Intercontinental.
Hey!
Okay.
See, but we got our eyes set on a bigger prize right now, you know? Intercontinental titles aside, yeah. I mean, I'm looking for WWE the fucking, yeah, the Universal Championship, the world, yeah. So
no, I hear you.
Keep you guys posted.
I also got back into the video game world.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
I believe you did as well in a new fashion. It was my lady's birthday a couple days ago, and she...
Shout out.
Happy birthday.
We went out to eat, got a little boozed up, and she said, I want to play Mario Kart.
Oh.
So, I would love to play Mario Kart. I don't fucking have Mario Kart anymore. Walked into Walmart, bought Nintendo Switch.
Yes.
We're back in the game, boys. We're fucking... Shell.
Is it fucking PSG to your TV, or...
I don't know what PSG means, but it does go to your TV.
It has an HDMI.
Yep.
Paris Saint-Germain.
Do you have to plug it in, or does it airplay?
It has a docking station.
Yeah, there's a docking station.
That's what I was thinking.
HDMI cable, but yeah, it shoots it right onto the TV. This but crazy like, technology.
It's perfect.
Can you do 360s, or is there a cord that'll stop you from doing 360s?
No cord. Oh, the controller? You could buy wired controllers, but no, the ones that comes with are wireless.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's how I was asking.
It's pretty sweet.
I also bought a Switch. It is unbelievable.
It's pretty sweet.
Yeah, knee deep in Pokemon. Either,
okay,
right now.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. God.
Knee is deep. It like normal Pokemon?
No, it's way better. It's like a RPG Pokemon where you are running around while your Pokemon battle, actually. You can like run around your Pokemon like, fucking let's go!
But do you start with fucking Pikachu?
Well, no, you start with one of the three Pokemon. I believe this is Pokemon Arceus.
So you start with fucking Charmander?
No, not the original three. You do run into a Pikachu pretty early on.
Kick his ass.
Yeah, you absolutely eviscerate the little bitch. I did not think
Which three do you have to get to start with?
I don't know the names off the top of my head.
It's like after the original three.
We're not even talking.
It's past the original three, so whatever
are these Pokemon
the crystal version.
We know and love?
There are some Pokemon that you know and love.
Some is not a good word that I was looking for.
Well, it's better than the new Pokemon games. Yeah, I'll say that.
Yeah, it's like a combination of all of the Pokemon.
Yeah.
It is unbelievable.
Is there a chance that you run into a Charizard?
Sure.
What about a Mew?
Or a Mewtwo?
I don't know about a Mew or Mewtwo.
I'm
going to
one-up you right here,
Pokemon.
Tony. You could get smacked in the mouth by one of these Pokemon.
Yes.
If you like,
what about
walk
Gyarados?
Gyarados, I believe, is in there.
Listen, Onix?
I'm only... Yes, because I actually just ran into a Geodude. And,
Snorlax?
You do fight the Pokemon
Bulbasaur.
Below...
Venusaur.
Below Snorlax.
Snarlax.
I forget what his name is.
Snarlton.
Snurf or something, yeah.
Snurf.
Yeah, something like that.
Snurf from Thundercats.
Yeah. Maybe he is the base.
It's unbelievable.
Are you Ash Ketchum or not?
No, you get to pick your person.
What's your guy's name?
My guy?
Yeah.
Ed Truck. And let me tell you, it hits every time whenever you meet someone new and they're like, you're the new recruit for the Galaxy team, Ed Truck. Everyone's talking about you. It's sweet. I
do
love it.
So this is Ed Truck pre-decapitation.
Yeah, pre-decapitation. He is on his way to become the, you know, lead manager at the Dunder Mifflin Pokemon. And then after that, who knows? Hopefully he doesn't die.
How much do them fucking games cost?
I think
they're $56.99.
Yeah, they're about $50. They're not cheap. Yeah. And they come in the little tiny little
SD chip. Boys, don't do that.
It's like just make them downloadable.
What is the goal?
You can just download them online.
Is the goal to grow your Pokemon?
Dude, the goal is to catch them all.
To be the very best.
Okay, I just didn't know.
Yeah, the goal is to catch them all.
Also got Mario Golf. That is very
sweet. Please jump on that.
Very sweet.
Yeah, I need to get that. I just got the Pokemon and the Super Smash Brothers.
Smash?
I'm like
conflicted. You got Smash?
New Smash.
I don't want to get games like that because then I'll get sucked in, I feel like. Like there's like a Zelda game on
Mario
there.
Party.
They're amazing.
The Zelda game is unreal.
The Mario Party is like the original Mario Party from N64.
Yep. What's Ed Truck wearing during this?
Ed Truck's in a pretty sweet silver kimono.
Yeah.
So kind of similar to like a Tropical Bros shirt.
I wish it was.
I mean, we know that we've been loving some of our absolutely incredible Hawaiian shirts and golf shirts from Tropical Bros.
Oh, yeah.
Gumpy wore one out this week, and it was
awesome.
Hell, yeah.
They're so good.
Yeah, they're super light.
You don't got to tell me.
And have the perfect amount of stretch and flexibility. Right. Everyone needs a few of these for their next vacation and or upcoming summer, which I believe everyone will be experiencing upcoming summer.
Yes, I believe so.
I can't wait to hit the course with this polo. Feels like the perfect athletic stretch. Just absolutely crush some beers with the boys.
What?
They're all available online at www.tropicalbros.com. That's www.tropicalbros.com.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Tropical Bros.
Thank you, Tropical Bros.
Let's get tropical.
Let's get into the pod.
What?
Man spends 2 years building tunnel from house to shed to avoid rain.
Absolute genius.
Yeah, this man is a nuclear weapon.
Is this guy wearing a pocket protector?
That's the shed?
No. So this is the kitchen.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know if we can show this.
Definitely not. It's on YouTube. Oh, there's a ding waiter.
Oh, yeah. The entrance in the pantry.
Yes.
Oh.
Holy shit. This is state of the art.
This is not a fuck. This is for nuclear war. Yeah, my this guy.
So I believe he made this originally for a bomb shelter.
Okay. Well,
originally.
I get it. A little claustrophobic coming down the stairs.
Smart.
Yeah. No, it actually. That's a good manhole. That's good size manhole.
It's reinforced by fucking titanium steel.
Yeah, good ladder, this is a good very. One. This isn't just a tunnel.
How do you even
shit.
Start building a tunnel?
Jesus,
is that
Christ.
Fucking George Weasley?
And that's the walk.
Look at the
that's
electric.
The shed.
He's got wired. Down.
So let me get this straight.
So that's the walk.
Oh no!
There's a fucking awning over it. He's not even gonna get.
I know. No, I was
that's
so
all
mad.
What are you doing here?
Wait, what? This dude,
that took two fucking years, dude. I was so pissed off when I saw the video.
Listen, it's great execution. No. It's a cool idea, but you ruined it at the end with the reveal that it's 2 feet off of your back door.
This guy's a fucking slapdick. Like, so out in this guy's shed, the most recent one that started going viral, he has like a full underground shelter that he turned into like this like man cave living room. So I think like these little underground things
wait,
are just his
go back a little bit.
Go-to.
Yeah,
think
so this guy's a freak.
I think
yeah,
there's
that's
a,
great. But
I think
like,
there's a sunshade over top of the awning. Like,
build it to somewhere real. Like Zeke has a shed in his backyard. It's
far.
About 50 yards
yes.
down the hill.
Right. Yeah, like his other one is an actual stop. Like full fleshed out bomb shelter that's awesome.
It's a fully covered area.
Yeah,
it's
covered.
This man is a clown.
Yeah, this stinks.
What a big old waste of money.
Yeah, although I'm sure
unless,
after seeing that tunnel,
he's probably,
his bomb shelter
he's
is
probably,
unless he's a secret agent
yeah,
and he has to flee the house,
wife,
he goes underground to the shed, and when they come to check the shed, he's sitting there with fucking two sawed-off shotguns.
Yeah, wow. Or he's getting sucked off by hookers in that tunnel.
That,
let's have a little respect. I believe in England they're called whores.
Really?
Do we know that in England?
Bird on my knob, I'm chewing on rocks.
I believe
they're called floozies.
I believe it is in England.
So this is what he built after. Hold up.
Okay, but
and
where?
This is his. Oh my god, that yeah. bomb shelter is diesel.
There you go.
Okay.
Where he built this? That. Under his driveway.
Oh!
So this is below the shed, I believe.
Below the shed?
Not,
yeah.
That is not cool. The thing looks stupid as hell.
Well, I don't know about that.
That
is cool.
Quality pretty welding cool. on
actually,
there.
That
is cool.
That is where he just walked through, because you could tell that's where the workstation was.
Looks like Fallout.
He just didn't show the bed.
You ever play Fallout?
Yeah, it
oh, yeah.
does.
Oh,
and
yeah.
guess
I mean,
what?
It's,
you're pissed if that's the fucking shack you're building in
somewhere
Fallout.
Somewhere between
so.
Cool and not cool. I don't know.
That's not cool. This dude's an absolute psychopath. I am happy that he's doing this instead of
oh, there it is.
Other psychopaths.
That
I
was
mean, it's pretty cool.
Okay,
holy
now
shit,
that
so
is fucking
cool.
That's a gnar.
Does he have a
game.
Switch down there? Oh
it
God.
Might be actually.
You guys want to come over and play Mario Kart?
Yeah. Hey,
just go
hey
down
link
my,
up with me.
Just open up the gate and go down the ladder and to the left.
Let's be honest. No matter what the size, anything underground and hidden is
yeah,
pretty fucking
very cool.
Yeah.
I agree, except
yeah.
for that tunnel from his shed to his.
Yeah,
gate.
Yeah. There had to be. A
I will say in the video, he goes, "Yeah, I know I can walk 2 feet, but this is way cooler."
It's not, always, though. I hate
yeah,
to be the
mouse.
You know, harbinger of bad news.
He,
but
pretty cool.
Imagine if he tried to like learn the piano in the time it took him to build this, he'd probably
yeah,
be
true.
Making music.
Mozart. Yeah. Beethoven, even.
2 years.
Perhaps.
2 years.
Yeah.
10,000
Why is he just laying in poop in the first picture down there? What is that,
so
bud?
That's the rock.
What is that?
Did
he
drill,
or is he laying in poop?
It's asbestos.
Oh, you know what he...
he had to take all the rocks out.
He looks really
no, he probably
young
had to drill with... what's it called?
Oh, from
yeah.
Oh, jeez.
T9.
Fucking no. Armageddon.
Lyman Zerga.
Trying to get to 800 feet.
Same movie.
Oh, the pinch.
The pinch.
The pinch.
Yeah. Bonnie Rubble.
Trouble.
The pinch is what knocks out the
yes, the power.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought the thing was.
But I feel like the drill was called something.
Well, no, you're talking about Ocean's 13, where they fucking manipulate the
earthquake.
Yeah. The seismologist.
Was most deaf.
Fucking yes. Virgil.
That was the right movie,
boy.
Right? My name is Lyman Zerga.
It was. He,
it. Thank
yeah.
you.
Because he was trying that. To build his own casino. No, that wasn't him. That was Saul.
Well, you
Willie
know,
Bank.
You have,
break
you have
the, bank.
The industrial drill machine, of course,
mm-hmm.
that Rubble
yeah.
has to
Bonnie Rubble,
drill
right.
with.
Rubble.
And then in three, Rubble. You have Brad Pitt as the... As Rusty, but also yes. as the seismologist.
What's the rank of order of those? Like the best?
Bees, knees.
Never
13's
seen
best, 12 sucks.
Why?
Never
13,
seen
13, 11,
all,
12.
You've never seen one?
No.
They're all very good.
They're all
11's incredible.
Two sucks, though, right?
I think Night Fox is my least favorite.
Okay. Yeah. Me too.
But I wouldn't even say it sucks.
It's not terrible.
No, it does not suck,
but compared
though.
To the other two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
I'd go 1-3-2.
Me too.
I think I would as well.
Wow.
1-3-2-8.
1-3-2-8. Well, I don't know.
Next. We don't want to do it.
Do you think 8 might be the best?
Well,
Casey Hudson, the co-creator and director of the Mass Effect trilogy.
Great game.
Looks to once again be returning to space as his new studio, Humanoid Studios, has confirmed it's working on all new science fiction universe.
So this is a video game?
I don't know what this is about.
There's a new video game series.
Bill!
This is sweet.
Bill's gone. He's pooping.
Mass Effect's a great game, I will say. It's one of those games, though, that has much different endings depending on
Casey
how you play
Hudson,
it.
Genius.
Oh, it's multiple paths.
It's a choose-your-own-adventure.
Kind of like Bear Grylls.
Like Bear Grylls. Like that movie with Bear Grylls, yes. And Bandersnatch.
That was weird.
That was weird.
Never even did it.
Well, Bandersnatch?
That movie was bullshit.
Yeah.
Which one?
Bandersnatch.
Bander.
What?
Did you watch the right one?
Probably. I watched it like 8
rules,
times.
Dude.
Which way?
Is that on
Late Bandersnatch?
Dude, Bandersnatch?
Next.
So good.
Woman left with shark hand after doctors sew it inside stomach during... So wait, they accidentally sewed her hand inside of her stomach?
I didn't read this article.
And then it grew into a shark?
I saw this come through the group, and I was hoping someone read it.
I did not read it. I just did send it. But look at her. She's got a little shark hand.
Yeah.
It's cool.
And she's
shark.
Shark. Shark. Shark. Shark. Shark.
She was jerking my penis, and it was almost like...
Shock week. Head comes to life. Shock.
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 Shock. Shock.
It's more of like a lobster.
Yeah, it's a lobster claw. Yeah.
So was her hand...
Where's my lobster money?
I have heard of this happening to somebody's parent that... I don't even remember the kid, but someone's parent from whenever I was growing up, they had their hand, like half of it got cut off. So they sewed it into like their like stomach. And there's a way that it all grows back naturally, and like, like I don't know, like this is like a known thing, I guess.
Classic
and this
stomach hand.
Just give me a hook. I mean, I don't know what we're talking about. If my hands all fucked up, just fucking
I'd much
throw
rather
a hook
have
on
a hook
it.
Than
I mean, she looks to be in good spirits.
Yeah, she is very happy.
She does love shots.
Yeah, they did. They sewed the appendage inside her stomach to fight a vicious infection.
Huh.
This is a quote from Sadie Kemp.
Oh, so
34.
This saved their life.
I wasn't aware my hand was going to look like a shark's head until it had actually been released from my abdomen.
Like an eel.
Or a goldfish.
Yeah.
True. Maybe just eat it.
When this first came across, I thought that they found the remnants of the hand inside a shark's stomach.
Me too.
And then sewed it back on.
Would you tattoo some cool things on that thing?
It looks like she's starting to.
I'd make it a great white shark.
Is this forever?
Shark.
Yeah, you have to tattoo that.
Yeah.
She also has a full sleeve.
Shark.
Shark.
Yeah, she does.
Shark.
Or dinosaur.
Are there sharks on her sleeve, actually?
That would be
in the left photo?
In the left photo.
Left photo. Zoom in on the left side. Zoom in on the left side.
If I'm not mistaken, that's a fucking hammerhead shack.
That's a shack. And clams.
That looks like a thing to you plant flowers.
Shack.
Seeds?
A garden?
I do see the gardening shovel tool.
No, I do too.
Shack. The hand shovel.
That could be a tulip.
Yeah.
It looks like a stocking.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a Christmas stocking next to it.
And the rest of it looks like Candyland.
She's got a TikTok, and she has been known to dress up her hand and do videos to Baby Shaq.
Baby Shaq.
Yeah.
Can you imagine popping out of water?
What?
Popping your hand out of water like you're fucking
freewheeling.
Yeah.
I would have a field day with all this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so pretty cool.
Every
obviously
time,
sucks.
If, like if I was swimming with her and she's fucking got up out of the pool, I'd yell, fish out of water!
Jesus Christ!
Yeah. She's probably pinching butts in the pool and going,
Shaq's got you! Next.
Oh, you're dead!
Hell no.
I guess she knows.
Daddy Yankee announces he is retiring from music after 32 years.
What
is this fucking guy? Dude.
I'm fucking.
Come on, Tony.
Gumpy.
End the show.
Smack him
end
in
the
mouth.
End
the
show. Who is Daddy Yankee?
Who said that?
Mitten.
Me. What's name one song this guy
How about
Hata Nama Gasolina? Daddy Gasolina! Daddy Gasolina!
Oh, no, I do love this guy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, don't say.
Here we go.
Is this real or was this for the meme?
Fucking
this
hype is real. The hype.
This is real. And then somebody quote tweeted it and said, with the meme, okay. And did the avatar thing, yeah.
Is Daddy Yankee like 68 years old?
I mean, yeah, how is he been doing like music for 32 wine, years?
He looks unbelievable.
Oh, wow.
He's
I
only
45. Dude was 32. Dude. Holy shit.
He's only 45.
Oh, so he made the better that gasolina.
Like that was 2010.
Oh, yeah.
What?
I remember. So,
that was 2010?
At like fucking, what, 30 something?
What was the latest banger he put out?
Gasolina.
Fucking.
No, he covered. Can me a hero. Baby.
He covered Enrique?
I don't know if he did, but just by looking at him, I wish he would.
No, he put out an album in 2020.
Wow, he was known as the king of reggaeton.
Yeah.
There were some very good jokes about the timing of this happening with the rise in price
just
of
gasoline.
Well, he could also fucking remix it and just be like, fucking very expensive gasolina.
I don't want gasolina.
Can't afford gasolina.
Bring down the price, gasoline.
Yeah, it didn't work.
Ciphering gasolina.
There you go.
Smells like gasoline.
Yeah, like
thank
that.
You for all memories, yeah, Daddy
Yankee.
Yankee. Papa Yankee.
Next.
Oh, no.
Travolta's flying 737s. This man, we know his flying prowess. We know he lives.
This might be dumb, but did you guys know that you need a license for each plane?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You can't just be walking up to 737 with a fucking Cessna license.
Yeah, assume it wasn't like Grand Theft Auto.
I thought you know how to fly a plane. It's universal.
Bad dog. No,
we need air support. I already know.
No, I wonder if this dude is working on, John Travolta is working on getting his pilot's license, because if I was stepping on a Southwest flight and I saw John Travolta as the pilot, that would be the coolest thing in the world.
I don't think he's flying commercial flights.
He might be, though.
He could be, though.
But why would you, if you're going to, you're learning how to fly a 747. Because
he probably owns a private jet that's the size, that is a 737.
Bingo.
He wants to fly it.
Yeah, I believe he does own it.
If he's flying commercially, I'm making him sing Hairspray the entire time.
He's been
so that's
a big plane guy for years.
Summer loving happens so fast.
Travolta in the top five most talented human beings of all time.
Yes.
He's certainly up there.
Yeah, that job.
Also potentially strangest.
Did he get out of Scientology? Yeah. He's still in.
I believe he did get out.
Allegedly.
I'm not sure.
Allegedly.
Because once you're in.
But I believe there was the.
What's that movie, the yoga scene that he does with Janet Brooks?
Oh, I
always wanted Swordfish?
That.
Gaudy.
Who is Janet Brooks? I'd love to know who you're actually thinking of.
I know who he's thinking of.
Oh, you're thinking about the girl from, the lady from Freaky Friday?
Yep.
Yeah.
Michael, Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah. Jamie Brooks. She goes by that. As well.
That fucking
Jamie Lee Curtis
Brooks.
Is her stage name.
So. It's not
surprisingly
Fever,
enough,
right?
Janet
it's
Brooks is an actress.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, a great
Janet
actress.
Ulrich Brooks.
But it's that scene where Travolta is just flashing his hog around in the shorts.
Classic.
Cracks me up every single time. Their faces staring back and forth at each other.
Mm-hmm.
Click on the GIF, pal, so we can see the GIF.
Oh, no, it's
a
video.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Play the video.
His hog is just flopping around in those shorts.
All time. Just in all time. Connor, have you seen this movie?
Yeah, dude.
What's the movie?
Grease.
That's not Grease.
No, dude, that's Olivia Newton-John.
Oh, fuck.
So you haven't seen Grease, huh? Oh,
I have seen Grease. I just thought that was
fucking
Grease.
Face, dude.
Can I put this
Gumpy,
on?
I want to see you do this at the Whistle next weekend.
What do you mean? He does that at the Whistle every weekend.
This is so funny. This is going to be my new dance move.
Yeah, you should be.
I've never seen this.
I think this is where fucking Tobey Maguire got the dance moves from
Spider-Man 3.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, let's go. I'm pumped.
Oh, this is 5 minutes long.
Can we ISO on fucking Travolta's penis during this, please?
Yeah. All
right. Shout out Travolta, dude.
Please rack focus on Travolta's penis.
Next.
Why does he have a bald cap on?
He's bald now.
He's bald now.
No, that's a bald cap. Studio bald
positive
cap. It sure looks like it.
It's actually attached to the glasses.
Saw himself wearing it once and was like, fuck, I look fucking good.
Remember when he used to spray paint his
probably
hair?
Probably for air resistance. Yeah.
The early 2000s, he just showed up with just like spray painted hair on.
Yeah, if this was guess that Pokemon, what would you guys guess right now?
Snorlax.
Fucking Geodude.
Bill McComas.
Yeah.
It kind of looks like Bill McComas.
Yeah, it does, actually. It does.
Next.
It's John Travolta.
Holy shit.
Lady had brain surgery but kept taking nudes in her hospital bed for OnlyFans.
Respect.
Yeah, that's right or die.
Dedication to the
hustle
game.
Does not stop.
Grind don't stop, my friend.
Got to pay for those hospital bills.
Yeah, yeah, seriously.
And I bet that probably got more.
Oh,
wow.
Oh,
she's still in the hospital. I'm sure. You know what? I'm going to.
I'm sure this article alone got her, I don't know, 30,000 more subscribers.
You guys think Johnny Sins came in?
I was going to say, this might get her a gig with Sins. I don't know if it even got her more subscribers.
Oh, hey, Dr. Sins.
It may or may not get her a gig with Sins.
I need a checkup.
But there will most definitely be a spinoff with Sins.
Yes.
You're probably right.
I might need a colonoscopy.
Use your penis.
I think we just made a porno, guys.
Yeah, I think we did. Shout out to her. Did anyone know her name?
No, I hope she's doing better.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, with brain surgery.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even see that.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Seems like she survived.
She stayed.
She's recovering
stayed
nicely.
I don't think they would have put this out there if she...
Correct.
Looks like her buck melanomas are pretty decent, too.
Yeah, it's a good point. I think that's why she kept doing it, because so many people were like, Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God, help me not, Jesus.
Becky. If they need help, you know, it lasted longer in bed, then they can probably use Roman swipes. Yeah. Most guys have tried different ways to last longer, especially when they're looking at OnlyFans, but thinking about NFL free agency or your perfect bracket doesn't always work.
No, it doesn't.
Where's Donnie Badger going? That's why the folks at Roman are changing the game with Roman swipes. Roman swipes are a clinically proven way to last longer in bed. They're effective, easy to use, and fast acting.
Okay.
But don't require a prescription. What? They're super easy to use. Just take the swipes out of the discreet packet. Key on discreet. Nobody will know that you're using them. It's a secret. Swipe it on, let it dry, and you're good to go. That's it. Go to GetRoman.com/thepod and get $10 off your first order of swipes plus free 2-day shipping.
Wow.
GetRoman.com/THEPOD for $10 off your first order of swipes so you can have longer lasting sex.
Thank you, Roman.
Thank you, Roman.
A new report reveals that Godzilla versus Kong sequel movie is in the works, with filming expected to start later this year in Queensland, Australia. This isn't a surprise.
It's crazy he wasn't busy.
What's that fucking bullshit on the left there?
That's Mecha
that's
Godzilla.
The fucking thing that they took out.
Did you not watch the movie?
No, I still see.
Oh, shit. Are you kidding me?
I didn't know it was fucking Transformers and Kong mix.
Basically.
Fuck that. I ain't watching
it. Yeah, King Kong has to save Godzilla from this big
robot.
That's
not true at all.
That is so not true. Godzilla saves fucking Kong.
Yeah, many times.
I don't know.
Three times.
You don't have to see it. Just know that Godzilla could have killed Kong.
It's crazy how Godzilla didn't get the main photo.
Well, I told you I was out once fucking Tywin Lannister couldn't come back and say, long may he reign.
Yeah, true.
He said that 400 times in the previous one.
Didn't he?
No, he wasn't in the next one, I don't think.
Well, is this just round three?
But what's his name was?
Coach Taylor.
No. Well, yes, Coach Taylor.
Millie Bobby Brown.
Yes.
Mr. Soto.
Juan Soto?
The guy from Inception. Who's spinning the top when Leo gets there?
He died, I thought.
Ken Watanabe.
Oh, he did die.
He did die.
In what, Inception?
The alternate universe one, because he went to Godzilla's home underneath the earth.
But yeah, Godzilla's about to die, and Kong comes in and saves the day.
Didn't happen.
Who created the fucking mechanized?
Mecha Godzilla's been around for a long time.
Yeah, I know, but why does it look so Mickey Mouse?
Oh, it's
Ken Watanabe.
Watanabe.
Yeah.
The son, yes. Yeah. He was not happy.
He fucking forged.
He didn't love how much his
Dice
dad loved.
Dice K. Watanabe.
He did not love how much his dad loved actual Godzilla, so he made himself his own Godzilla.
Okay.
This movie was not as good as
King of... You don't say. It looks pretty darn Mickey Mouse from
King,
this.
King of Monsters was better. Obviously, Skull Island was better.
Skull Island was sick. No,
King of Monsters was way better.
Skull fuck.
Next. I'll watch the next one, though.
We need more monsters.
Indiana egg farmer transported to hospital with a live adult chicken stuck in his rectal cavity.
Go on.
Oh, wait. He shoved a chicken up his ass?
Ty, how is your farm doing?
I'll be honest. It's...
This guy took you up.
Turns out they had to shut down production after a guy shoved a chicken up his ass.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's... My farm has grown so big that it's... Honestly, it's starting to get pretty tough keeping tabs on.
Tell you what, there is a... there's the theme here. Your shark...
No, yeah. I beat fucking Hungry Jack swim faster.
Your shark got too big.
Yeah.
You got
your
a little
chicken
shark.
Farm's got too big.
Too big.
Maybe you're just too good.
Does this guy relate to Bill?
Yeah, Bill's farm. Here he goes.
Zoom in
this
on
is
him.
This is Bill's cousin.
Well, actually, he's zoom in on the guy.
Oh, he's a Shelby.
Actually, this whole article got debunked as not being true, but this is.
Oh, I'm sure Shelbyville's going to spin it that way, too. Yeah.
Well, no, actually, more so the fact that anyone released
chicken
a photo is very much against. You know, you can't really do that legally.
What are you talking about?
Hey, have you heard of Shelbyville before, Tony?
Yeah, it's Tornado Alley and also where people shove chickens up their butt.
That's right. That's right. Oh, in that the fucking Arenado Big Motor right there, I believe. Yeah.
And now he's trying to spin this story.
Yeah, good PR.
Well, so how did this guy get in the hospital? Was it because he ate like 17,000 hard-boiled eggs because he looks like he weighs about 900 pounds?
Turns out if you decide to eat, he thought he could lose weight by eating chicken
eating
up his
live
ass.
Chickens.
Yeah. Up his ass instead of...
Sucking him up his butt.
Yeah. Didn't work out.
And I just still like chicken. Flexing his sphincter to break their necks.
Jesus.
And Bill, your response?
And then just eat
rebuttal.
One bite.
I mean, if it was a real article, I'm sure we could have talked about it, Mitt. But
what do you mean? It's right there.
It's
what are you
real.
About?
It's
right there.
I see it.
It's not. I mean,
it's literally from the NewJerseyBrief.com.
It's literally in article form.
Yeah.
What you tried to explain her? What was the actual spin from Shelbyville that this didn't happen?
No, the fact that like legally, I forget what it's called. Not it's not OSHA. HIPAA. Like you can't release a photo or this guy's name. I don't think this is something he authorized to go out.
We have talked about medical stuff on this show literally every episode.
We just did. Yeah,
you're not a doctor releasing a photo or the name of your patient.
How do you know
that this guy wasn't like, I need to spread the word?
chickens
in butts.
I mean,
that's not HIPAA at all. And his picture is blurred and his name is not here. So.
I'm going with all the lawyers that were like underneath this saying, hey, not real. Not how this would happen.
I didn't know they were lawyers.
Oh, was fucking Johnny Cochran quote tweeting this?
Yeah.
This is trash.
I just want this to be a reputable show that is not spreading misinformation.
Also, usually all those people in those tweets are the ones that spell HIPAA is wrong as well.
We just
fucking HIPAA! What are they
calling you a HIPAA?
Literally just talked about a woman showing her cans after she had brain surgery.
Yeah, and I'm sure that's something that she wants to get out because she's trying to advertise her OnlyFans. Because he's not advertising OnlyFans.
Do you know this guy?
No, because this isn't a real person.
I told you guys, this is Bill's cousin. That's why Bill's mad.
Has to be.
I did think it was a little weird reading the article when they said his name was Fat Sweaty Hayseed. That seemed like a weird thing.
More so, like, why would his middle name be Sweaty?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
That doesn't make sense.
No, it didn't.
Okay, next. It's a real story.
Shout out to that guy.
Yeah, tease and peace.
When the pandemic started, Applebee's had to shift from dine-in to make their food delivery and pickup. Oh, yeah. Now they're trying something else that's new. A drive-through.
This is actually misinformation. They definitely had dine or a pickup before the pandemic. I had to run pickup orders.
Yeah,
this is a
drive-side.
This
pickup,
is a drive-through, dude.
I know.
Drive-through just reeks of like frozen meals that they're just dumping in a microwave and then here you go, hot and ready.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you what, the hit rate on if you're getting fucking Applebee's from DoorDash is about 1 out of 10.
Yeah, you can't.
So imagine a drive-through.
I've had it multiple times. It's been great every time.
I know we're getting it from the same Applebee's.
I know we're doing it.
Depends on your order. What are you ordering?
What are you getting?
Firecracker shrimp. You got it one day, and I was like, God damn,
firecracker
shrimp. I got the. No, the shrimp's fine.
No, I'm saying that's a safe order.
Exactly. So then why are my fries so goddamn soggy?
Oh, well, that's going to happen every time.
That's an issue everywhere.
No, it's not. It's not. We had some fucking. Mr. Flapjacks got lunch today, and the fucking Papa's Fritz's he had in there.
That were good.
Extra
Papa's
crispy.
Fritz's.
Oh, my God. With a nice little garlic aioli on a side.
For some reason, Applebee's does have the soggiest fries imaginable when you get them delivered.
They do.
I don't know why.
Those boneless wings.
Oh.
I mean,
that's, yeah. that's a safe order.
Hit every time.
Divine.
Oh, the quesadilla. I love that.
It's not as safe as an order because, you know, that can be soggy too.
That's right.
And sometimes you get a sampler platter.
You get a burger too from
Let's
there.
Be honest, someone here in this room is in this studio behind a glass, in front of the glass, is going to go to this fucking drive through.
I'll be there.
Oh, yeah.
No shit.
Oh, dude, I live seven minutes away from an Applebee's now. I was so fucking pumped on Friday.
Well, Mitt, hold your horses, because that's the same one I'm talking about with Nick here that's close to us. It's, you know, it may look like
maybe you guys
a fucking
do a team ride. To
team dinner.
Absolutely slap.
I mean, there's a drive through.
There's
a
drive through now. Yeah, I don't need to be sitting there.
Drive through together.
I'd be sitting in there.
That'd be sweet.
Zeke was looking at a minivan to buy the other day, so he could pick all you up.
Zeke, your dad a minivan.
Yeah, dude, that the things they offer for a minivan, like tech-wise, it is fucking crazy. Doors fucking open by themselves.
Minivans.
Yeah, dude, they're for kids.
And
moms.
And
Z.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Z. Wait, exactly. The front doors open on their own?
Everything, dude.
The doors have been opening by themselves for like 10 years
they
now.
They finally got it right, though. They finally got it right. And I'll tell you.
What are you talking about?
Everything. There's cameras everywhere. I love cameras on my car.
Fair. Think of how sick it'll be, too, when you get to flip down that 28-inch TV and fucking, like, hook your Xbox up in there. You never go back in your house.
God.
The Switch is handheld as well.
It is.
I'm going to dock that bitch in, though.
Whoa, it's got... You guys told me that.
So it legitimately has this thing that you slide the screen into to put it on your TV.
It looks like a hot dog bun.
And you can
bun.
Also take the screen out, slide the controllers on the side of it.
I know. My brother has one. He's 28 years old.
I would
brings
guess.
It to my house every time.
Mikey Dogs probably has a nasty carrying case for it, too.
Cover.
Fucking sick.
Yeah. That's
embroidered leather. Mikey Dogs.
This person got rejected from cat sitting. If you could zoom in on the letter, please.
Hold up. We'll touch you.
This is a letter to the person. Thanks for the call yesterday.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, yeah. You
read the name.
Hi, Bronwyn.
Hi, Bronwyn.
Okay, rejected.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks for the call yesterday. Thanks for the call yesterday. It was great to meet you. You seem like a really nice person, and we enjoyed chatting. But the other applicant we met with is a marine biologist, which pretty much makes her overqualified to be a cat sitter, but that's why we chose her. I know it's a very specific detail, but wanted you to know that that was the reason. If she turned out to be the most unreliable marine biologist out there and cancels, I'll let you know.
What is it, catfish?
George Costanza.
Well done.
That was my first thought. That was Zito's first.
Does anybody
result.
Know a marine biologist?
Yes.
Besides Costanza, no.
See, I was thinking this person would just be a master of tuna, and that's all this catfish.
Whoa, big fella!
Is that a titleist?
See, he was angry at him, my friends.
Is that a titleist?
Sending me back like an old man sends back soup at a...
See, he was angry.
Thank
that
you,
day,
Tropical Bros.
You, Tropical Bros. Next, fuck.
I definitely missed out on that joke. I didn't understand.
It's Seinfeld. It's classic Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah. Whoa, big fella. Yeah.
What are the greatest.
Do yourself a favor. Have some fucking culture.
It's on
you
Netflix.
Swine
it's
and
on
watch
Netflix,
the marine biologist.
It still slaps.
Top,
I ain't watching
top five episode of TV all time.
You basically are Kramer. You should watch it.
No, that's exactly why I don't want to watch it. Because if I do watch it, then I'll be like,
you'll be
fuck that guy.
Oh. Cosmo?
And then I'll hate myself.
Ass man? What are you doing?
Yeah. Ass man.
Apple reportedly made $6.5 billion by removing charger and ear pods from iPhone boxes.
Fuck them.
Yeah. Exactly.
Get them, Mitt.
It is a cleaner design, though.
We should all just, you know, boycott it. Never
I just
use
wish
it
they'd
again.
Make the phone better.
AirPods still has a charger in it, though.
That's nice.
Which is cool.
AirPods. I mean, they also circled, made chargers charger. $140 fucking dollars.
Yeah, well, they made fucking billions of dollars, dude.
Yeah, it's a trillion dollar company.
The new chargers are fucking
so goddamn
fast chargers.
Superchargers.
Superchargers.
It's like Dom Toretto's car.
Maybe they should donate the $6.5
billion
to save the earth.
I've also switched. I'm a wireless charger guy now.
Yeah,
and it is an off-brand. It is not an Apple product. It's not that expensive. It works very well.
If you don't have a wireless charger, that charges your phone and it's like a stand.
Yeah.
You're a noob.
What are you doing with life?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
When do you use
also,
life?
Also, it should be a two
every night.
It should be what? A 3-in-1 that you can also charge your AirPods and Apple Watch.
Bingo, have that.
I literally have that exact thing.
Become an adult.
Where do you guys get these gadgets?
Wait, you don't have one of these?
No.
You're still plugging your phone in at night?
Yeah. Oh. So, actually, I have one on my couch, and usually I just plug it in.
Yeah, but you're still plugging it in.
Yeah, I'm still plugging it in.
Like the port?
I hate these. I hate these set and charge things. I don't know how you.
My phone hasn't been violated in years.
So 4 years ago, Apple came out with like a mat that you're supposed to be able to put all your devices down on. And it was going to charge them all and everything. Never came out with it. I think they got sued because I think they were taking pre-orders for it or something.
No.
It's called like the Power Mat.
Oh, no.
I don't think.
I don't know. They had a show and people were real pissed off, and I'm pretty sure they got sued.
I have a device very similar to what Tony described, where I place my phone.
Yep, just like that.
I have the exact device.
It doesn't do that. It stays up.
Yep.
And my watch and my AirPods, and they all charge at the same time.
It's glorious.
When do you use this? That is what I'm at. Like, when do you have the time to use
every single night when I go to sleep?
What is he talking about?
Yeah.
Like, how is this convenient for you guys?
You can't find the cord. Just put the fucking thing down.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Because then when you're charging your phone, you can't fucking use it. If it's on.
Have you ever charged your phone, like, overnight before? It's like, while you're asleep?
Yeah,
but, you know you can do that.
Yeah, you know. I know. But you can plug it in, and then you just know where you're
I gotta talk to the buddies, though.
Well, the phone doesn't fucking grow legs and walk away if it's not fucking plugged in.
I will tell you, I have one,
and I just don't find it that useful.
Fruitfly stole my fucking phone because it's not plugged in again.
Do you not ever plug your phone in, like, overnight, Mitt?
No, I charge it. Usually I charge it after work up to, like, 98, and then I don't sleep with it
on the
charger.
So what do you do while it's charging?
I play on it, and I, like, look at Twitter and Instagram usually.
Wait, why don't you plug in at night? Like, what's your worry?
Because I have heard that if you leave your phone plugged in overnight, over time your battery life gets shorter and shorter.
60% correct.
Yeah, it's an old iPhone thing though. The new iPhones
really? They have a feature that stops it now.
Yeah, you're gonna let it die first before you charge it all the way to.
Never do that.
What?
I never do that.
It's a new world, Mitt. Embrace it.
Wait, so I can let it just fucking charge overnight now? Because that actually would just change my life. Then this is useful.
No, you can.
All right, well, I'm going to fucking start using this thing now. Hey, thanks,
next.
Mom.
Next.
Let's go.
Yes, you can.
Thanks, Mom.
Dennis broke his patient's teeth to make millions in stalling crowns.
I've been saying this about dentists for so long.
I went
long.
Today, and I'm pretty sure they did this.
Yeah. Oh, they give you cookies again?
Allegedly.
What?
You got cookies?
Yeah, last time they gave you a whole, like, bunch of cookies.
They, like, cleaned your mouth out and then gave you cookies and pop after. Right when you were done, it was kind of weird.
Yeah, Fanta, right?
See,
yeah.
Miss Fields. 6 months tone.
Exactly. So let's see if. Zito, your story has changed. It used to be the doctor, and now it's the dentist.
No, the doctor gave you the stuffed Twinkies.
Oh. You got Twinkies from your doc?
Well, what are those things? No, they're cream
Swiss
cookies.
Rolls.
Dum Dums.
Yeah. Cupcakes.
Cake rolls.
Yeah. I always got Dum Dums.
Oh,
they might have been cream pies. I
zebra cakes.
Oatmeal.
I've never got any special treats from
it. A whoopie pie.
Oh.
The dentist did suggest there's a new toothbrush that has a water pick in it, so I ordered it.
Oh.
Those have been around for a really long time.
Oh shit.
Not according to 4 out of 5 dentists.
Tony, I had 10 cavities one time I went to the dentist. Trust me.
I respect it.
Oh, yeah. You have to go back twice for the 2 different fillings. Oh, it was worse.
It's like jars
from James
Bond.
A shitload of candy.
Yeah, eating a shitload of candy, not brushing your teeth right before bed. Not a good idea. You
God
will end
brush
up with
too busy. Too
bed.
Busy worrying about fucking charges.
Can't believe it.
What a legend.
If I go brush my teeth, my fucking phone will get to 99% of that. Can't happen.
So I understand this story, though. So he just broke his teeth intentionally to put crowns
yeah,
in?
So, yeah, yeah, so they can charge
he put
him.
Pliers in his mouth and was just snapping his teeth. Oh, jeez, I'm sorry. I didn't mean
to. Right. We'll need to see you next week.
Another broken tooth, eh, Jimmy?
Next. Don't trust Dennis.
Never.
Mother drunkenly ordered a 4,500 euro Uber XL to Ukraine to...
What is that?
Quote, quote unquote, help out.
Fucking hero.
Absolute
God
hero.
Goddamn hero. I mean,
Build a statue.
Give her a badge of honor.
Slice her boobs off and put them on the front seat. Is that what she said over there to help out?
What?
Was she expecting the Uber driver?
Yeah, the Ukrainian soldier.
Yeah, was the Uber driver like expected to take up arms right when he got there and help out? Or
dropping her off at the border?
I don't know exactly.
Did
buddy.
She actually go or did she
I don't
just?
Know. I don't know.
Is this the mother or the person she picked up?
No, that's the mother.
Okay.
She's from Manchester.
Okay.
What a nice lady. I assume on that ride,
she was drinking a few double pink martinis, it seems like.
Yeah, she probably sobered up and was like, oh my fucking God, turn around. And the guy was, it's too fucking late, yeah. Lady.
Oh, is there a bridge that goes to the United Kingdom to like Belgium?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty sweet.
Next.
What's that thing called again? The Transcontinental?
Yeah, right?
Oh, yes.
Railroad?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
Transcontinental Highway?
In 1948, a man wore 30-pound... three-toed lead shoes and stomped around a Florida beach during the night. Many people were convinced that a massive penguin or similar creature was roaming the area. He kept up the prank for 10 years visiting various beaches. The hoax went unrevealed until 40 years later.
That's genius.
Absolute asshole.
That guy is an animal.
What a waste of fucking time. Dude.
He'll never catch me.
Some people just want to watch the world burn.
I can see Gumby doing something like this
zero
in later
chance.
Years.
I can see
zero
Zeke doing this.
I actually started doing this in the neighborhood.
Actually, I love doing this too.
How did you start doing something like this in your neighborhood?
I fucking bought the same shoes. I walk in front of Nick's ass every day.
Goes to show how dumb people were too in 1940. Oh, must be a giant penguin on the beach.
Wait, this is how Bigfoot rumors got started then?
No.
This is how dinosaur rumors happened.
They found out this guy was joshing and they actually ransacked his house, beat the shit out of him and killed him. Yeah. So, you know, not all fun and games.
Buried his body parts on that same beach.
Mm-hmm.
Right below his first prince.
Bash his head with those shoes.
Rest in peace, 30-pound lead, three-toed, wearing shoe man.
Good luck.
Yeah, let's be honest, though. His fucking hops must be amazing walking around 60-pound shoes.
Like wearing those weighted shoes on the front.
He could still dunk at 68.
Yeah.
Jimmy goes for a dunk.
Yeah.
Jimmy steals.
That's a lot of Seinfeld there. Next.
He took a throw that in.
Avatar 2 star Zoe Saldana has commended James Cameron for using his advanced technology in the sequel to crack the underwater motion capture challenge.
Hell yeah! What does that mean?
You know what I mean.
Aquaman, fucking take a back seat. You don't even know how to film underwater. Exactly. Avatar 2 is going to show you the way.
Jimmy Cameron figured it out.
Yes.
Well, and I wish Jimmy Cameron would have just been upfront with us from the get-go and been like, hey, the technology doesn't exist yet for us to fucking, you know, figure this out underwater.
Thought he was doing this in space.
No, I think that's 3.
Or no, he gave up on space and went to the bottom of the
Earth. Yeah, he was in the Mariana Trench.
He was in the Mariana Trench, and he did. I think he spent fucking hundreds and hundreds of hours down there in a little submersible that he fucking just took down and...
Yeah.
Who knows what he found down there? I'm sure we'll find out.
He might be a crazy person.
Tree of Life.
This movie's going to be unbelievable.
Fire.
Yeah, I'm excited to see how Zoe Saldana...
Zoe Saldana?
Yeah, Saldana, excuse me.
Yeah.
My apologies.
I mean, when this comes out...
What are we talking about?
When we get a trailer, I'll fucking give some credence to it. Right. But until then, you know, fuck it.
Speaking of trailers, thanks. I've already seen Waterworld.
Yeah, exactly.
People don't talk about how good that movie was.
So good. It's
the most expensive movie of all time.
Oh, yeah.
Up until a year ago.
This is not... Red Bull pilots will attempt to swap planes midair in death-defying stunt.
Huh. This is going to be awesome.
Yeah, I'm all in for this.
When does this air?
These guys are
April 24th.
Wait, are these guys in the Air Force, or is there such thing as the Red Bull Air Force?
Oh, these guys fucking...
I do believe it is the Red Bull Air Force.
Oh, so they're just... They're probably like... what's that called? Stunt plane drivers that are just like sponsored by Red Bull.
Well, they're basically the Blue Angels, and they just fucking... You know, gives you Red wings.
Bulls. The Bull so Angels?
The Bull Angels.
Cold name, Bull Angels. That's sweet. I mean, I'll watch.
This might just be me, but this is seems like it's got bad news written all over it.
Well, I assume the bad news would probably be where the planes land, because they'll probably have parachutes on, right?
For sure. So like, if the plane these things just goes down, like
they're not gonna have parachutes.
Breaking Bad.
Red Bull doesn't do parachutes.
No, these are not gonna be like solo piloted planes. Definitely gonna be co piloted planes with like.
Are you doing this, Mitt?
No, I'm just assuming. I would do this.
Would you do something? Yeah, there we go. Would you do something like this?
I would 100% do this. I was always super jealous of the guy that the Red Bull guy that went up in the air, basically above Earth, and then jumped off.
Felix Baumgartner.
Felix Baumgartner.
Yeah, that guy. That guy's brother.
Awesome. Yes,
Brian's brother.
He has a brother. Is his brother sponsored by Red Bull?
Kevin from the office.
Oh no, fuck.
Brian Baumgartner.
Okay. Yeah.
That's sick. Isn't he on Cameo?
Yeah.
Yeah. Crushes. Good plug for him. Yeah.
Way to go, man.
Wait, it's in 33 hours, I think.
No, it says April 24th.
Oh, yep.
Planes will be completely empty.
Oh, shit. Oh,
wow.
Yeah, I told you, this is Red Bull, dude. This isn't Mickey Mouse Disneyland.
3-hour live stream events. It's the pinnacle of my career, and my goal is to inspire the world, said one of the Bull Angels.
Okay. And that other Bull Angel just flew through a tunnel, didn't he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was last year?
Last year, yeah.
What tunnel?
It's when he went down low.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
It will fly Cessna 182 single-seat aircraft up to 14,000 feet before putting them into a vertical nosedive and jumping out with the goal of skydiving into each other's planes.
Wait, skydiving into each other's planes, like they're going at the same time? How the fuck is this going to work?
So it does.
Custom air brake with the ability to hold the planes in a controlled descent terminal velocity speed of 140 miles an hour will also be utilized.
Now we're talking, because it is all about terminal velocity. Yeah. Uh-huh. You can fucking get that down.
If they got,
this thing ain't working.
Each of these guys has done over 20,000 jumps in their career.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay, well, unless fucking Tom Cruise shows up on the day they're supposed to do this, this ain't fucking happening.
I saw Pierce Brosnan do this in GoldenEye. I'm not that impressed.
Yeah.
Good news, we will get to watch a guy die.
Oh, jeez.
Nice.
Which one? Who do you think it'll be?
Mm-hmm. Luke or Andy?
Luke. Bad news. Normally, probably Andy.
You think?
Bad news.
Yeah, I could see Luke pulling it off. Andy just doesn't have the same speed.
Luke has. Next. Yeah,
that's fair. That's fair.
Ooh.
Oh, hell yeah.
Ooh. Ooh.
Ooh. That's all I got to say about this.
Yeah. That's all that needs to be said about this.
Bernthal's in a fucking wire-like bad cop Baltimore HBO show with fucking George Stephanopoulos.
Whoa.
Yep.
And Dave Simon.
Bingo.
Dave Simon. Only write about Baltimore cops.
Yes, he does. That is basically his whole
entire spiel. I'm fine with it.
The trailer is unbelievable.
Absolute fucking banger.
Great show.
Yeah, I think it's only 6 episodes, which is kind of a bummer.
What? Yeah. That's kind of bummer.
Hold the phone.
Bernthal should be in everything.
Yeah. Everything.
He's the best.
He should be in every show and movie.
You would think his range wouldn't be great. It is better than you think.
It's really good. Fury?
Money Talk?
Ocean's 8? Bernthal should have been in it.
He should have.
It would have been good. Yes.
Can't wait. Son Next.
Yeah, if you do yourself a favor and watch that fucking trailer if you haven't already.
It's unbelievable.
I meant to say Wolf on Wall Street, guys.
Next.
I figured.
What'd you say?
Mike Myers returns in the trailer for Netflix series. Plays 8 characters.
Fucking ketchup.
Legend.
I'm in for this. This will probably be pretty good.
What's the name of it?
Mike Myers Returns.
The Pantaveret.
Matilda goes to...
The Pantaveret.
Matilda goes to Wayne's World.
Anyone else got that?
He wasn't in Matilda.
Pantaveret.
How dare you?
The Pantaveret.
See, I thought this was just that Jack Black movie from Austin Powers, and they're just making it like Fart 2 or
Shallow
something.
Shallow House.
Tropical Thunder?
No, from Tropical Thunder, the spoof movies. The fatties. The fatty franchise.
Good pull.
Just remaking that with Mike Myers. Because that'd be sweet.
I mean, this will probably suck, but I'll give it a go.
Yeah. Mike never know.
Took it on the shins with the Love Guru.
He did.
Has he done anything since?
He hasn't really. It took him a while to come back from it.
There was that Gong Show, I think, that they did. Yeah. Remember where he was in heavy makeup and that too.
He had that little cameo in Inglourious Bastards.
That was good.
Shrek 5.
He's actually in the Queen movie.
The Queen movie?
Yeah.
With Colin Firth.
With fucking Colin.
No, I don't.
Was he in Jojo Rabbit?
Chucky? No.
No, that was.
No, I think you're mixing up Inglourious Bastards.
That was Colin.
Probably.
McHugh.
Liam McHugh.
Liam McHugh from NBC Sports?
The pitcher for the Houston Astros. What?
His last movie was Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, yeah.
He was the record exec, right?
He was the record exec.
terminal cameos. Before that.
Through a brick.
Come on, Mike. We know
come on, Mike.
Got one.
We can do it, Mike. Yeah.
Let's go, Mike.
They left in you. Come on, Mike.
Why don't they do another Awesome Powers?
Should.
That was killed.
It's time.
Be a perfect time for it.
It's time.
I don't know if Dr. Evil's available.
Hey, gold member.
True.
Oh, I guess fucking Mini-Me's dead.
Mini-Me's dead, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he did pass away.
What a crushing blow.
Could well, you could write him off.
Wee Man?
Mini-Me's,
come on,
you could definitely use him. I was going to say the Harry Potter guy, but I think he died, too.
Oh, Warwick Davis.
Yeah.
No, because I think he's in the new Secrets of Dumbledore.
He is?
I don't know, but I saw it.
It'd be cool if he was.
I'm pumped to dismiss Bula as fucking Mini-Me.
Bula?
Oh.
And he's starting to do movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, what is it? He's in the next Mission Impossible.
He's in
I know
the next
that.
Mission Impossible. I think he's in... I think he might be in the next Fast and Furious, actually.
I thought him and Sins were filming some scenes together.
He said he wouldn't
Kissa or Johnny?
Sins.
The whole family, yeah.
Everybody. And he said, nah, I'm not
they did the Super Bowl commercial, right? Was it Super Bowl?
Who, Kissa or
no.
Johnny?
Mike Myers?
They did like an Austin Powers bit.
Yeah, they did.
Frau was back.
Frau was.
Number was it like two. Was it a Mountain Dew commercial?
Reedus?
Was it?
I thought it might have
was
been Reedus.
Just one of the two. Might have been.
Sounds like Dupe.
Reeks and Dew.
Next. Speaking of Last Kingdom, there's there's a movie coming.
Yeah.
Well, I know
damn
what the
right there's a
fuck
movie coming.
Is going on.
Probably you, not. Turn the subtitles on if you want to watch this show. It's the only way to pay attention to everyone's name.
I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna start it.
Okay. What is
from the beginning?
It's really good.
Okay, good.
You can burn through it.
Son of Uhtred.
Does it have Dune in it?
I cannot.
My Dune.
My lands, my Dunes.
I cannot promise that I will get past the
Wham. Is Wham Scans in it?
There is good killing in Uhtred, Son of Uhtred.
Really good killing.
What the fuck is Wham Scans?
Wait till you
meet kill everyone.
Didn't you say Skade dumps her boobs out?
Skade doesn't dump her boobs out, but she is a great character in the show. I'm sorry. There
well,
are
now
boobs that are get
well, now
dumped out.
I feel I've been sold a false bill.
No. I've stood firm on this
are
topic.
She does. Skade does take
season,
a bath.
Season 4 starts with the dump out.
Skade takes
remember
a bath.
Oh,
in the river.
There weren't any in 5. That's why I'm.
Ethelfled. What?
Skade takes a bath in the river and it's kind of hot.
Oh, Skade does more than take a bath. That's kind of hot. She kills a couple people and it's like, God, kill me next. Kill me next. But, you know, it's still a great show. Definitely give it a run.
Okay.
It's right. Also one of those shows where you can watch and you just instantly notice whenever they got the budget renewed and it went straight to Netflix and got a little bit better.
And Uhtred's accent is sick. Hugh Weasel. He's got a great accent.
Plus,
yeah.
Every show starts off incredible. It's
yeah,
Uhtred,
but,
son of
but does he ever say, I am Uhtred, son of Uhtred?
When
no?
he is,
when he's with
you know,
Skade.
Putting it on somebody, he does.
Okay.
He does have sex.
And the beginning of every show is, I am Uhtred, son of Uhtred. So
every episode.
To look to.
Destiny is all.
Destiny is all.
Oh, I did tweet that. I was hammered when I tweeted. Forgot that I said, I just watched the recap and I don't know anything, but I do know one thing, and that is Destiny is all.
I want
all.
Connor to go full Uhtred hair.
He did
braid,
for a while.
Shave the sides, go full on, yeah.
When I had the first time I had hair like that, it was just the top. His goes like, I could definitely do it with this hair now, the full Uhtred. We'll see how long my
maybe
hair is
after,
in like 2 years.
Maybe for football season.
Maybe for football season.
Next.
Yeah, about 2 years from now, I'm putting it on the Uhtred.
Well,
so
I do want to do the
my
braid.
My hair calendar's kind of booked up.
Yeah,
well, rest in peace, Maury Povich.
Oh, no. He's not dead.
God damn it.
Tony. Rest in peace, son Maury, the show.
There you go.
Right. Fuck, dude, I love this show.
Oh. I thought you only watched cartoons and History Channel. You actually said that. I'm not even screwing around.
No, actually, but I would get hungover in college and watch the
is
Maury
Michael?
Show.
Why is he not?
No, it's Mike's on. Don't tell him, though.
Oh, shit. Yeah, no, I used to get hungover in college, and me and my friends would watch the Maury Show every Tuesday, and we would skip class and, like, watch the Maury Show because we loved it that way. I love the Maury Show. I'm bummed. I didn't know this. Fuck.
Did you see the episode going around with
the olives?
Ladies afraid of the olives?
No, yeah. Yeah.
Get the olives.
No!
Let's bring out the olives.
The memes under that was so funny.
Yeah, I bet the internet usually jumps on stuff like
that. We lost a good one.
We did.
Good. I mean, hell of a run.
Yeah, I was going to say 31 years is
a long
not,
time.
What do you think his net worth is? I'm going to look it up.
High.
$500 million.
Whatever you look at, it's not going to be right.
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah.
And he's going to get paid for years and years to come by syndication.
Oh, yeah.
Next.
Oh, yeah. 80 mil.
And more than
that. That's a lot.
He's 83.
Ooh. What?
Jeez, Maury.
Show's over.
Fuck, what show?
Old Maury man, take show? A look at my life, Maury. Maury,
this show is over.
You are not the father. You are not the father.
Podfod is done, so the show is over too, and we'll see you next week. Get wild this weekend, but not too wild. It's our duty to say that.
And we'd also like to remind you that today's episode is sponsored by the best ticket app on earth and
SeatGeek.
SeatGeek usually only does first-time codes, but listeners of this show get 10% off if they just go to the link in the description.
Hell yeah. Yes. Yeah.
It works for WrestleMania, the NBA, NHL, concerts, and of course, March Madness. Not that many March Madness games.
Not many. 15.
Boom. We used it to catch some games over at the Field Haas, which is actually now Gainbridge Energy Arena or something like that.
That was sweet. That was
and,
sweet.
And Pat actually went to the Eagles concert last night as well. So just remember to hit the link in the description whenever you are buying tickets. SeatGeek makes it very, very easy and affordable.
Thank you, SeatGeek.
And thank you, all of you. We'll see you next week.